Alright, we're on the train from Mangalore to Kerala. And there are people around, some of them looking at me. And it's the south of Mumbai journey, as you well know. And it's the long time dream of taking a train. We get lots of vibrations, lots of air conditioning sounds, because it's an air conditioned car. I kind of now understand why people don't record podcasts on Indian trains, because, well, if you wanted to hear anything other than noise, maybe somebody's voice, it would be kind of hard. So I can imagine it's kind of hard to hear me right now through this. But yeah, I wanted to check in and say hello. Got a little bit of Wi-Fi from a mobile connection. But yeah. So we're crossing over from Karnataka, which is, I guess, technically the third state that we visited on this journey. Did a few interviews. Went to nature. Of course, there's always cities. We start in the city, we go out to the nature. Saw wildlife, spoke with a lot of people. Limited internet when you're out there in the wildlife. But now crossing into the state Kerala. Ooh. And that's another interesting, different place. Very curious what we're going to see, learn, hear, taste, smell, everything. It's all a curiosity. And actually, we're now into the third, if we divide the trip into three parts, this is the third part of the journey. And yeah, we probably have around at least six podcasts, possibly eight, depending on how we organize them. And it's been a pretty successful journey, I would say. Success measured in, first of all, it's been interesting, it's been fun. Second of all, we've managed to record a lot. So that's the base of this trip. And the next part would be, from those recordings, are they interesting for you, the audience, to listen to? Or can they be made interesting? And that part I still have to figure out. But I liked pretty much all of them. So if I like them, maybe you can like them, right? Yeah. So, Kerala. I've been reading the history. I've heard stories over the years. It's a kind of a unique place. Then again, every place is a unique place. Except for the ones that aren't. Oh, and I see we're coming to a train stop. So maybe I'll close this here for now. Let me see if I can get you the name of this train stop. Tirur. In Kerala. Yes. Not too many people getting off here. I guess it's not popular. Anyway, let's see what happens. Back soon.
Chicken biryani. want to save this?
Yet.
Oh, Yakshagan, I might need it.
You might need
for
it.
For information about Yakshagan.
I'll save it for you.
Yakshagan.
For ya.
Thank you.
Because I'm a good goaltend.
Assistant?
Yeah, assistant. Mr. Rendero's office? Or Mr. Fonseca's office? How can I help you? Mr. Fonseca is drinking chai. He will be available in a moment.
We are now on a train. This train goes from Irkalatmukutum, also known as Kochi, to Varkala. Varkala, famous for
Russians.
We're going to a Russian colony, a modern Russian colony. This program does not support colonialism. But we were going to go look. This train is a... Well, this train car is a... one with seating. Traditional seating, like... Yeah. Leather. Vinyl. And curtains. And many people coming by offering you fried banana, fried peppers.
Biryani.
Biryani, 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 biryani.
Vegetarian, 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 vegetarian.
And
vegetables.
Is this better than your Russian trains?
Oh, that's always the question. Is this better than a Russian train? This is the new segment for this podcast. Is this better than a Russian train? And to answer this question, Yulia, a certified Russian.
Здравствуйте. My evaluation of this train is the following. It's not better or worse. It's different. It's definitely more authentic.
Very political. Politician.
Smooth. Don't know what politica is.
I'll tell you what. I tell you what all trains have in India, I've decided. Very good hooks for your coat or shirt.
You mean quality? Like
quality hooks?
Solid?
It's got three hooks on it. It can move left and right. I'm going to have to take a photo of it. That's the kind of thing you want in your life.
But do you know what is ironic about that is nobody uses it because it's so hot in the country.
Some closing reflections on Cochin, or Fort Kochi, where we were. Let's see, it was the most tourists we've seen on this journey. Kind of more than even in Mumbai. The most foreign tourists. These are trinkets that Yulia bargained for on the street. She traded. Trading currency. And she will go home with her trinkets.
And maybe to Israel, we don't know.
Take your trinkets to Israel. Tradition.
Tradition.
Amazing thing about Cochin, you have to read your history, but that for hundreds upon hundreds upon hundreds upon hundreds of years, groups of people have been going there and doing what we might call business, fair or unfair. I can't comment. Sometimes unfair, I believe. And now we've been there. That's kind of amazing. You're part of history now. We're part of history. Yeah. So that's a cool feeling. You know. Wi-Fi? Wi-Fi is on. I gotta go. Bye-bye, folks. Hello. So I'm on a train which goes from Trivandrum in Kerala
to Coimbatore in Tamil Nadu, and I have to be quiet because it's an overnight train and it's 4 o'clock in the morning and most people are sleeping. Me, I am not used to overnight trains, so I'm awake, looking outside, watching the scenery. So yeah, it's already, let's see. It's now November 22nd, I think. 23rd. Who knows? Start losing track of days. And we've just spent the last 3 days in Varkala, which is in Kerala on the coast. It's kind of a resort. I say kind of because if it were a resort, then things would be oh so perfect, and things are not oh so perfect there, so it's something of a resort. And the day before that, we were in Cochin, a couple of days actually. And that's all the Kerala that we've experienced. And today, a little bit in Trivandrum, visiting a fab lab, which is kind of like a hackerspace workspace. And also visiting a, what do you call it, a co-working space, which was very interesting. Hanging out with Paul. Hopefully you'll hear Paul on the podcast. So yeah, I have about, it's 4 o'clock in the morning, and I have about 40 more minutes before this train arrives Coimbatore in Tamil Nadu, and that's the last major leg of this journey. There is one small leg left, which will be a trip to Ooty, legendary Ooty. I'll be doing that one solo, but for the time being it's myself, and Chinmay is here. And Yulia was with us, but now she's back at Varkala, staying in Kerala for the rest of the 3 days that are remaining to do some yoga stuff. People like to do the yoga stuff on the coast in India, maybe anywhere in India. Although interesting is the question, how popular is yoga among actual people from India, in India? Seems like yoga is beloved primarily and almost exclusively by foreigners. Though maybe the gurus are from India. I don't know. It's an odd relationship, an interesting relationship, and one I don't really know too much about. Although you start to hear a lot of experiences and stories as you travel. But yeah, Kerala. I think I can insert a little something here from when I was doing a podcast interview today with Paul, and we were interrupted by both a power outage, a phone call, and a visit from the bank, which these days is not necessarily a bad thing because people need access to the bank because of this whole currency devaluation, which has been a shadow over the whole last 2 weeks. And in my opinion, a general disaster, but people here are pretty patient with the whole circus when a government just, poof, declares some money invalid. Anyway, hopefully I'm not being too loud for the people who seem to be snoring happily around me. Kerala, yeah. Don't know. Interesting place. But before that, we were in Karnataka. Karnataka, for me, was a... we went to a national park. We stayed in a in a homestay, which is somebody's house in the countryside, and it was a particularly beautiful house and a particularly kind gentleman who was very happy to host us and stuffed us with food at every opportunity. And that was one of those times where you can have too much of a good thing. So it was breakfast and dinner with mass amounts of food. And then, you know, we went to the national park and just see all this beauty and all this nature and birds. And I think we saw a jackal. That was interesting. And monkeys and so forth. So that was a particularly beautiful state. Saw the city of Mangalore, which was just basically a city, very, very busy, very dirty, but, you know, a city. I liked it for what it was. And before that, before Karnataka, before the overnight bus that brought us to Karnataka, we were in Goa, which I think for myself, for Yulia, was really the highlight of this trip. Goa for its nature as well, but also for its, I don't know, laid-back vibe, but also its multi-layers of, I don't even know, history, culture, something about it sets it apart in an interesting way and makes it very appealing, actually, to wander around and listen to people. And yeah, I actually didn't expect that. I expected Goa to feel like the resort and to feel like the foreigner's place, but outside of the beaches, Goa was actually much more than a vacation spot. It was a place to live in many ways. And then, of course, before that, we were in Mumbai, where indeed we will return in a few days. Yuli and I will get one more evening in Mumbai, and we may drop in on Amin, who's invited us to his place, and also one more night to hang out with our friend Dilip D'Souza, the great journalist and author and human who's based in Mumbai. Oh, there's an alarm. It's time to wake up. That means we're near. I gotta go. Time for Coimbatore. All right, people. Citizenreporter.org, or maybe Realities Podcast could use a post. So this is me in India on the train, on the overnight train, getting to Coimbatore ever so slowly in the middle of the night. Mark Fosekarandeiru. I'll talk to you soon.
If you've enjoyed this series so far, show your appreciation, show your out
hot.
There. Doesn't always go as we plan.
There are
costs, and you can help us. And
with
we're
that.
Very thankful. Many of you have
Click
shown
on
your
the
support
link.
In the show notes on Citizen Reporter. And throw us a few bucks on the GoFundMe.
It
is always interesting.
South of Mumbai, you can search for it or follow the link.
And from there, the journey continues. Danger voices coming from the sun.